Mr. Chairman, at the outset, on behalf of Myanmar delegation, allow me to congratulate you on your election as the chairman of the 2017 annual meeting of the high contracting parties to the CCW. My delegation is confident that with your vast knowledge and diplomatic skill, our deliberations will bring fruitful outcome. We also would like to take this opportunity to congratulate Afghanistan and Lebanon for their accessions to the protocols of CCW. Mr. Chairman, nowadays, the world is facing a variety of security challenges and threats which adversely affect the peoples of the world, their well-being and their day-to-day life. While we are constantly threatened by weapons of mass destruction, particularly by nuclear weapons, we cannot miscalculate threat posed by certain conventional arms, which are equally threatening. In fact, some conventional weapons are harming combatants and non-combatants alike every day. Against this background, we need to work together in this CCW platform to deal effectively with multifaceted challenges posed by booby traps and other devices, particularly incendiary weapons. Mr. Chairman, it is evident that lethal autonomous weapon system is posing new challenges to us. We need to look into these challenges today so that we can put effective measures, including policy guidelines and best practices, in place tomorrow. In this context, Myanmar commends the works of the first session of the GGE on laws, which was held from 13 to 17 November 2017 in Geneva, and express our deep appreciation to Ambassador Amandeep Singh Gill for skillful guidance on the works of the laws from various angles, including technological, military, ethical, and legal dimensions. We also would like to express our deep appreciation to Ambassador of Estonia and Ambassador of Colombia for the assumptions of the chair of the respective protocol, Protocol 5 and Protocol 2. We recognize that the use of mine other than improvised explosive device and their proliferation are posing humanitarian challenges to our society. I also believe that meaningful engagement with civil society could contribute to our future tasks ahead. At the same time, there is a need to catch up with advancing technology in our work. In this context, my delegation hopes that we will have the opportunity in future to discuss emerging issues of relevance to the Convention. We believe that universalization of the CCW Convention and its protocols are vital in reducing the humanitarian harms. Myanmar attaches great importance to the objective and principle of the Convention and its protocols. However, Myanmar is just ready to accede to the Convention at this moment in time due to its human resource limitation and capacity constraint. Mr. Chairman, let me conclude by expressing that the meeting of the high contracting parties to the CCW is an important opportunity to review the implementation of the Convention as well as all its outcome of the meetings. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.